2016 at 9:43 a.m. at Regulation Licensing Building at 5500 San Antonio Drive, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Sam, can you do a roll call?
Chairman Naki?
Here.
Vice Chair Christensen?
Here.
Member Erickson?
Here.
Member Keir?
Here.
Member Starries?
Here.
Member Hoover?
Next on the agenda is the approval of the, on the agenda. Is there approval?
I make a motion for approval of the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of April 8, 2016.
I make a motion for approval of the minutes of April 8, 2016.
I'll second.
Next on the agenda is public comments. Good morning, Mr. Durant.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I hope you're enjoying your summer, and I wish you a great rest of the summer. I don't have much to say other than to let you know that the last time I reported to the committee that we had come out of a legislative session where it was a very, very tight budget.
So that continues to move forward.
in this time when we are working with budget cuts and those sort of things, we're trying our best to, how can we be more efficient with the number of employees we have? So it's been a goal for CID and MHD for some time now to increase the number of multiple certifications within our ranks of inspectors. And so the statute reads that an inspector properly qualified and certified in a primary discipline may conduct inspections in a secondary discipline, provided they've passed the required certification test and met the minimum 80-hour field training approved by the appropriate bureau chief. So it's with great pleasure and a sense of pride that I can report to you that MHD and CID, just this last month, we had 20 inspectors who went through a very thorough and challenging process of certification and training and testing. Nine of those individuals were from MHD, and of the 20 that were involved in this training and testing, 16 passed the exam for an 80% approval rating, and Jesus Carrasco, the administrator for HSD, or MHD, was definitely one of those individuals that passed, so congratulations to Jesus as he continues to give guidance and leadership really to his folks by example. So I'm very pleased with that. It's obvious that getting these multiple certifications increases our efficiency regarding the inspectors. So not only can they look at just general construction, several of them now can look at mechanical plumbing as well. And then this month, June, we've got another 23 inspectors coming back again for more training and testing to get the electrical certification. So really pleased that both MHD and CID are getting more multiple certifications within our inspection ranks. This Sunday evening, Jesus and I will be attending a reception that opens the New Mexico Manufactured Housing Annual Convention, which begins Monday, June 13th. Mr. Duran is very instrumental in making that happen and the success that it is each year. Unfortunately, Jesus and I are not going to be able to attend the convention this year here locally, as we are going to be flying to Washington, D.C. Monday to attend a HUD State Administrative Agency meeting and Primary Inspection Agency meeting for the manufactured housing. So we will both be in Washington for that convention, which starts Monday, fly out Monday, the convention's Tuesday, Wednesday, we fly back Thursday. And that's about all I have as a report for this month. So any questions or comments from anyone? Yes, sir.
I know you've been working on cross-licensure. Total, I guess, as you know, starts implementing. We got 16 in mechanical, and hopefully that percentage or better will be at the end of next month in electrical. I didn't know what the grand total might be or how that's kind of going. Curiosity.
Madam Chair, Member Christensen, so we have a total of 8 inspectors currently with MHD. 9 including myself. The goal is to get them multi-certified in all 4 disciplines. We're working aggressively on this. I like to see them all certified by maybe February of next year. Once they're all certified, it allows us to do multiple inspections with manufactured housing. As an example, sometimes there's an addition or an alteration that takes outside of the home. They got to get the local jurisdiction, get their permits. Those, we can take over those. If we're certified, we can take over them. One place, one stop, one shop. The biggest one that we've been looking at for a long time is electrical. At the current moment, you must go get your electrical service from a local jurisdiction. Sometimes it creates conflicts. You're trying to get temporary power, local jurisdiction says, we're not giving you temporary power. So if our people are certified, we can take over that. I think it's a win-win. We're going to streamline some processes, and we're all going to be happy. So that's the goal. That's the vision.
Mr. Drew.
If I could, Madam Chair and members of the committee, and I appreciate the question very much, and I appreciate the effort very much to cross-license. But I think that there is some challenges associated with it, and I don't want it to be oversimplified. One is to get the inspectors cross-trained in the various disciplines. Then, it's very important, once they're cross-trained in a particular discipline, say electrical, to then work with the counterpart to Jesus in CID, who's the electrical bureau chief, and that electrical division and bureau chief, da-da, that electrical bureau division and bureau chief then has to be copacetic, if you will, with then the inspections that that cross-trained MHD inspector is going to conduct within that discipline that was normally only inspected by CID. And so I don't mean to put words in Jesus' mouth, he's nodding his head, but though there's still challenges like that to address, but normal challenges. This is a new process, it's a new process in government, any new process in government will have those type of challenges, but the important thing is, as I understand it, when the cross-licensing opportunity first came out, not many inspectors took advantage of it. And so the inspectors had to take advantage of it before we were going to get any opportunities. I credit the division for doing whatever they did to make that happen. It has happened, however it happened. Our end of the school year conference with our teacher said, my daughter goes like this to other students sometimes, and we have to work on that. Whatever you did to get them to get that cross-training, we appreciate. And then we'll move through those then additional challenges.
Right. Madam Chair, that's Mr. Duran is right on target, and it was good to have all nine individuals in MHD, but basically in full staff, pursue this. Seven of those nine passed. So and then the majority of those folks are coming back again now for the electrical in June. They will work directly with the electrical bureau chief. We've had those discussions, and that's part of the 80 hours of time in the field that they'll be riding with electrical area chiefs now and seeing what's involved in that. And so after 80 hours of that, then everyone's comfortable with them going out and start performing this work.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, members of the public, we have looked at the statute and we address some of those items. And if need be, we can always, you know, work with Mr. Duran and other members to modify some of that. But so far, the electrical bureau chief seems to be on board.
Thank you, Mr. Duran. Administrative report.
Good morning. Good morning, Madam Chair, member of the committee. On May 16th through the 20th, just like Pat spoke about, you know, we had all MHD inspectors participate in the IRC Residential Building Inspector Training Session, and then they took their certification exam on that Friday. Out of the 9, 7 of them were successful in passing, including myself. At this time, I'd like to personally thank Director Pat McMurray for acknowledging the importance of allowing us to take this course. When I first spoke with him, he understood the need and what it was going to streamline. So, you know, thanks to his pushing and helping us get this done with our limited budget, you know, he deserves a big pat on the back, because we couldn't have done it without his support. And like Pat spoke earlier, in June 20th through the 24th, we're going to go to another training session, which will be electrical. And then I'm currently working with our financial manager to bring back the training session in November to do plumbing. So we're just going to keep working it aggressively. We like to see them all certified in all disciplines by, like I said, maybe February. And again, these certifications will allow us to streamline some processes, do services, do additions, alterations outside the structure, carports, awnings. Instead of having to go to local jurisdiction, you know, it'll be a one-stop shop. And like Pat said, we will be in DC next week. We're participating in the SAA IPIA program with HUD. And 3 days ago, I got a call from HUD and said I was nominated to facilitate, be the moderator for one of the breakout sessions. So I'm working on putting a PowerPoint real quick together, and we'll be presenting to the whole audience. What they want us to do is let them know on what things, what issues we see as states that HUD can help us with, either being procedures, creating a system where they can track our inspection reports, do them electronically. What we see with the IBTS auditors, how can it be better? So we're gonna work on some of that stuff and present. And hopefully everybody that participates at the event has some dialogue. You know, a lot of people are sometimes shy to put it on, you know, let the public know what they feel about, but hopefully we'll get some good feedback. And other than that, one other thing, today closes the posting for the Southern Chief Inspector. So we should be getting a list probably in a couple of days, and we'll be having interviews for that. At this time, I stand for any questions.
Any questions?
Well, I wanted to congratulate you guys, because that cross licensure and the public being in the world in Mexico and chasing, it's very helpful. And the efforts on the federal level, you know, some way to get that awareness, the amount of effort of inspection, legitimizing, quote unquote, if I can use that word, our product. Hopefully that would create some acceptance nationally, because there's an industry in this financing world. It's
thank you, Madam Chair and Member Christensen. Yes, it was truly a joint effort with the administration, superintendent of RLD, and CID. Inspectors as well, and we use a third-party training and testing group out of Colorado. They have a very good, historically great background and a passage rate. It was extremely intense. These guys were coming out of those classes and calling me a lot of different names, but it worked out, and it was not easy for anyone. And so I'm just very grateful that we were able to. I hope the effort in June is the same productivity. It's been good for both MHD and CID, and working so closely together. It's very good. Thank you.
Thank you both. Okay, now on the agenda. The committee may enter an executive session. Is there a motion to close the meeting and enter an executive session?
I, Bobby Kier, move the meeting of the Manufactured Housing Committee be closed while the committee members enter into executive session to discuss the cases listed under agenda items 7A1 and 7B2 pursuant to NMSA 1978 sections 10-15-1H, 1 and 3. Such discussions pertain to the issuance, suspension, renewal, or revocation of a licenses, and deliberations on pending administrative adjudicatory proceedings.
Second motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Roll call, I'm sorry.
Chairman Nockey?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christensen?
Yes.
Member Erickson?
Yes.
Member Kier?
Yes.
Member Starries?
Here.
The motion is approved. Let the record recorder show that the committee entered an executive session at 10:03 a.m. And may we have the recorder off?
Now that we're off record, I apologize for being late. I had this as a 10 o'clock meeting.
Let the motion, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one. I'm so sorry. Let the record show that the recorder is back on. The Manufactured Housing Committee is back in open session. The time is 10:18 a.m. And during the executive session, I affirm that the committee members reviewed and discussed only the items listed on the agenda on the executive session as specified in the motion to enter into executive session.
On the matter of the disciplinary action under 8-1-29-16-2-9 MH, the committee would make a motion to close that complaint. Is that right?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
In the disciplinary matters of 7BNM12-11-028 American Spirit Homes, Inc., there's no action taken at this time. And then on 7B, number 2481-1311-01 MHD Southwest Plumbing, there's no action taken at this time. Next on the agenda. Next regulation scheduled meeting is August 12, 2016 at 9:30 a.m.
I know I'll be out of town.
Construction Energy Office, 5500 South Antonio Drive, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109, main conference room. You gotta make sure you're good.
I'm writing the notice down right now.
Okay. All right, is there a...
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
No, we have to approve this.
All right, I make a motion to approve this.
Well, I just wanted to bring up, I will not be in town, and with our limited staff on the committee, I wanted all the team members to be aware of that, and I apologize for the frustrations I had with my erroneous inserts of...
We don't make a motion to approve that. You missed a meeting already, that's like last year. No.
I'll second your motion.
Well, you can talk to the board. The governor's the one that has to, if nothing to do, it's maybe call the governor's office as the chair.
Okay.
Please, give us some number.
Okay, so we all, there's
or
a second here.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Next one, adjourned. There's a motion to adjourn.
Chris makes a motion. I make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Bobby's quite the goer today.
We're got it. Aye.
Gosh, I'm sorry. I'm late. Didn't you guys end so quickly?
Well, we